We seem to be hearing more and more nowadays about the breakup of the family, that parents aren't as good as they used to be, or that the lack of good old-fashioned family life is one of the main causes of the rise in juvenile crime. To look at the family and the role of parents in this day and age, we've invited to the studio Dr. Neil, a well-known sociologist. Dr. Neil, are parents worse than they used to be? Is the family breaking up?
Well, let's remember first of all that people have been saying for years that the family and family life's going to the dogs. But in spite of that, I think family life is different now, and noticeably different.
In what way?
In a number of ways. You see, in addition to a substantial increase in divorce in many countries, fewer people are getting remarried.
So you're saying that there are now more one-parent or single-parent families?
Oh yes, most definitely. Far more than there ever used to be. But not only are there more one-parent families, but families in general seem to be smaller. And the reason for that are numerous.
Nevertheless, there must also be other differences between family life now and that of, say, 30 or 40 years ago. What about families in which both parents go out to work?
Yes, dual-career families, as we call them, are much more common. And what's more, parents who both want to continue with their careers often do so when their children are still very young indeed.
Yes, we receive a lot of letters from people who disapprove of mothers going on with full-time careers while their children are still toddlers. But besides these differences, I know that you have recently highlighted in some of your research yet another way in which the family unit is different now.
Yes, the substitute parent. More and more parents, certainly in the United States and in England, and other European countries, are paying more people to look after their children. They're paying for substitutes, if you like.
You mean like babysitters, playgroups and so on?
Yes, but there are other substitutes as well, of course. Teachers, youth club leaders.
And television in its own way?
Most definitely.
Let's go back to teachers for the moment. Primary school teachers have always really had a substitute parent role, haven't they? Whereas the teachers of older children teach reading, writing, and academic subjects, the primary school teacher has always reinforced what the parents are doing, helping children to acquire good habits and so on, as well as perhaps to start them reading and writing.
Yes, and sometimes the situation has created confusion.
Oh, you mean because of different messages that children might be getting from parents and teachers?
Yes.
There are people now, of course, who think that because of more parents going out to work, teachers of older children should take on, or at least be aware of the fact, that they are parent substitutes.
Yes, there are people who think that. But it's very difficult because of the amount of time teachers have in which to teach what they have to teach.
Can we go back for a moment to smaller families, which we mentioned earlier? Are there perhaps any noticeable effects of smaller families?
Yes. The main thing, I think, is that there's less mixing of ages. It's said, for example, that girls learn to be parents by being involved with younger children.
And fewer children are mixing with younger children?
Yes.
But that's not of primary importance, I would have thought. It seems to me that what a child really needs is a loving environment. And you can't get that when TV is the substitute parent, for instance.
Yes, television worries me. A child needs basic trust and love and a commitment from a human being. All the other substitutes, babysitters, playgroup, and primary school teachers, youth club leaders and so on, fine. In their own way, and to varying degrees, they can all offer a child love and understanding, but not the square screen.
In other words, you don't mind other people looking after your children?
No.
But you object to television taking over your role?
Yes. What I'm objecting to is the economic situation which forces many parents to go out to work and does not allow them to spend as much time with their children as I think parents ought to.
Well, perhaps before we pursue this further, we should open our phone lines for listeners to ring in.